This is your Dakota Resource Council weekly update. On Tuesday, July 16th, the Dakota Resource Council and the Energy Industry Waste Coalition members went to the McLean County Commission hearing in Washburn, North Dakota. County commissioners were going to decide the fate of the proposed Great River Energy radioactive waste dump. Members from both groups worked hard the past few months to make sure that the commissioners knew the long-lasting effects of contamination if there was a leak with the proposed dump. After 3 hours of discussion, county commissioners voted to reject the proposed dump with a vote of 2-1. Theodora Birdbear, chair of the Oil and Gas Task Force, says that this vote shows how a citizen can make a difference.
But I think that tells us that it really does make a difference for folks to call in and talk with the elected officials about the issues, because a lady who made the motion, she said she was sticking her neck out, but she also mentioned that a lot of folks called in to them, that they were kind of heavily lobbied by folks, but I think it really made a difference for people in the county, McLean County, and I'm sure there were folks outside of the county too that were also calling in or either emailing them.
Later that week, on Thursday, July 18th, members from the Dakota Resource Council and the Waste Coalition this time met with the North Dakota State Health Department. Members expressed concern with how radioactive waste is being handled in the Bakken and how the State Health Department is lagging in regulation. DRC member Brenda Jorgensen presented her testimony at the hearing.
We need testing. And we need emergency numbers. People need to have some faith. There is someone or an agency to protect our health and that of our food sources, our water, our air, and all of God's creation. The job is not to increase the profits of oil companies. It is to protect the health and welfare of the people of North Dakota.
Coalition leader and Dakota Resource Council member Daryl Dorgan also expressed his concern with the lack of regulation and how the North Dakota Health Department is operating.
Throughout western North Dakota, there is a bunch of uranium mining sites still contaminated from the 1950s, and they're now being joined at sites from today's boom. Toxic chemicals have been dumped, they've been injected, and what goes in one well, one creek, one ditch will likely come out someone's tap tomorrow. The industry is providing major funding via grants to help fund the study that the State Health Department will undoubtedly use parts of to make recommendations on how to handle toxic and radioactive waste and what levels can and will be dumped in North Dakota. Energy funding for that study is at best a conflict of interest. It is simply not good science. It is also highly unlikely that it was a North Dakota Health Department choice of the way to pay for a scientific study. We want to work with the North Dakota Health Department, and we want decisions that are based on hydrology, geology, the impact on health, history, and lives of those who live here. We simply put, want input. There seems to be an attitude at the Capitol that we should do whatever necessary to boost energy industry profits in North Dakota. However, the job of government is not to increase oil industry profits or run air conditioners cheaper in cities like Minneapolis. The role of government is to protect the health and welfare of people who live on the plains of Dakota.
The Dakota Resource Council that week also lost one of our great leaders, Verl Reinicke. Verl served as chair for both Dakota Resource Council and WERC, and was not only a great leader for both groups, but a dear friend to all of us. We'll miss his guidance and friendship. That is your Dakota Resource Council weekly update. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email me, Sean, at drcinfo.com. You can also call our Bismarck office at 701-224-8587.